on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jana, Death by Gucci, Mike Nestor of the Hopper, and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. And then this evening we've got a special guest too, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Me too.
Don't get to talk to him very often, but Ike Meyer will be joining us in a little bit here, and we're very, very excited about that.
Very. Yeah, that's awesome, especially because of the time difference. So
yeah, so. Early bird catches the worm, as the saying goes, I guess.
It's true. Well, he's a healthy guy, so he probably is one of those that gets the worm. Mm-hmm. So what's all going on?
Party? South Africa.
I didn't realize last show what you meant, because I wasn't that far along yet with the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I get you now.
Yeah.
Understood.
And we got the answer to the question I posed on the last show.
Is there a player that actually could not do any jobs?
Yes, there's actually quite a few players. And what happens is when they click the button to do the job, they get a pop-up that says max energy too low. So then the most logical thing to do would be to use a power pack, or I mean an energy pack,
right?
Or a property bonus. Well, guess what? If your energy pool is less than the job required, it doesn't matter. Your energy, the extra energy from your energy pack doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
The only way that you can do the job is to build your energy pool.
So then Zynga's solution is to skill point reallocation to solve your problem.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it again. I fell
Nobody
for it at the
does
beginning.
That.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I did it a few times before I realized how stupid it was.
It really is stupid because you don't get anything new.
Right.
And I know so many fighters, and you know, and you hear all these comments like, oh, you should have built your account balance. But there's people that like to fight, and there's people that like to level on stamina, and they never cared about energy. They
well,
got
that's always been the beauty
the
of the game, is everybody had their own game.
Right.
You could do what you wanted to do, and now it seems like that it's mandatory you do this, and you have to do this. And you don't have to, but I mean, it feels like it.
They're sure. gonna have to come up with a solution, because Andrew Bush contacted me on Skype, and he's a fighter. He doesn't have much energy, but he spends money on the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, you know, the only thing you can do is to build your energy. He said, no. He said, I'm not doing that. I'm a fighter. And he made an analogy and he said, I guess it's like poker, time for me to fold. Mm-hmm. And I think they're at risk of losing players, and not
and
just regular players, but they're spenders.
Well, and then don't make it related to their level, make it related to the energy.
And that's all I've been able to think about all week as I've seen it, is that is so true, is because everyone is built different. And if it's based on energy, then take it from energy.
Right. So then if your energy is 100,000, then make the job a certain percentage of that 100,000 is what you're going to end up having to do.
Exactly. And we all
some,
know fighters.
Some jobs will be higher than others, but at least it'll be random enough, I would think, instead
and
of
doable. I mean,
yeah.
There's some of those jobs that I don't even have that kind of energy.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I built to fight.
And yeah, defense. I mean, to go to do jobs, you're used to, like, if you have energy, you're used to clicking a lot. Now you click like 3 times and you're out of energy.
Yeah, you're like, it does make your game a lot quicker during the day.
And what's really frustrating and annoying, and Martin from Team Spockholm pointed this out too, is you end up having, you'll do the last job that you can do, and then you end up having all this energy, like, you know, 5,000.
You have like 1,200, but you needed 13.
Right. So then you have to go find jobs you can do. So you're constantly going to London, going to Chicago. You're constantly bouncing around the game to try to find a job you can do.
And I find that really annoying.
It's very annoying. And I have caught myself just saying, screw it, and using an energy pack and not even trying to use that energy because I don't feel like
saying screw it and walking away from it until I come back and have enough energy.
Yeah, that too.
I'm getting a lot better at distancing myself from the habit. Like, I have to play every day, but I mean, I've definitely balanced my life out a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. There's so many things, like, that just drive me insane. But I don't have this kind of energy, so it could be the straw.
It may be the straw.
It could be the straw.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's been going on. I guess we're all at least a week into it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I finished the first three districts. I'm almost done with the hidden one or special one, whatever you want to call it. But then again, I've got 156,000 energy, so...
And I couldn't even tell you because I just click on whatever looks like there's something to do there. So I'm just kind of jumping around here.
Yeah, the funniest part about it for me was I actually realized that for the longest time I had hardly ever used an energy pack. Uh-huh. And then now I use them so that I can at least get through and finish it and then move on to going back to what I used to do in the game anyway.
That's the sad part about South Africa is once you finish it, it's not really going to be a place that you stay. Yeah. Like, you might go there if you want to burn energy fast or you have, I kind of look at it as...
But where do you want to stay, honestly?
Where you can get the best ratio from your energy.
Right.
Yeah, I just like...
Without having to have gazillion consumables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Boss Cleto fight, because a strategy many have used is... Get close to leveling and then go do that fight so you'll get the carryover experience.
Right.
And if you plan it out like that, it's useful or kind of like an experience bandit. But sometimes, like Jana said, you just want to click on what's there.
Yeah. And I don't really want to think about it. Around. Yeah. I did see in your blog that you said that the drop rate had changed on some of those consumables.
They did. They put a little banner on notification on top of the game that said the drop rate increased.
I figured that was Spockholm.
No, and we tested it before the change, and it was about 30%.
So really, it was
about the average from what, you know, I got like 35%, but then other players got lower, and no one really got
high. Thank God they did that, because with it being such a pain in the butt to have that much energy, the consumables got to drop.
This is the most important district ever in the game to farm those consumables on bronze, because you're going to be in sad shape if you don't.
That's what I keep thinking. So when I have a lot of energy, I'll go look for, you know, if I don't decide to wait, I'll go look for one of the jobs in South Africa that's just a consumable and hope that I have enough energy.
And I screwed up two out of three districts. I accidentally mastered it. And then I was like, because I thought I had enough consumables, but I only looked at one. I forgot to look at the other. So
I love that feature, by the way, where
the
you can
feature with
where you can refresh it to see how many consumables you have. That is so helpful.
I really like that too.
I like it too. Good job, Spock.
And Martin's has one in the hopper that will check your progress and tell you how many more you need.
So don't spill any beer on it, Mike.
I'm done, so I won't use it.
Oh, you're done with the hopper? Oh, you're done with the district. Gotcha.
I'm done with Africa, and I did not farm on bronze.
And you are not done with beer. Okay. Gotcha. I'm going to farm on bronze.
I wish I had.
I didn't, because of the ratio was so low that I wanted
to have. Yeah, the ratio sucked.
So I could keep leveling. So I just went all the way to Ruby and just farmed as I went.
Well, yeah, if you can serial level, then that's not a problem. But a lot of people, they can't, and they have to do with what they can.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, and I think the ratios, there's just something weird. I haven't been able to put my finger on it yet, but I've been able to serial level quite regularly in the past.
You know, I noticed that.
And something's changed because I can't do it quite as often as I used to. And I don't know if it's, and I'm kind of trying to figure out, is it something that's changed with the arenas? Because I do a lot of arena fighting to get to burn the stamina quickly.
Those ratios get screwed up all the time.
I know. Yeah.
They'll be really good, and then all of a sudden they're a lot worse.
And I know.
And I haven't been able to figure out the pattern.
And I know some of it has to do with where you place, but you know, I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on.
You know what? It could be that we really haven't looked into, and we probably won't be able to. Is it's possible maybe the mask, because you're doing so many fewer jobs, that maybe you're not getting as many mastermind or
that's true. That's a good point.
Wheelman bonuses.
Yeah,
that is definitely.
And that would be really hard to test because I could do it on my energy account, but it would hit the level cap.
Right. Yeah. And the problem is it's not, you know, it's so intensive that even running repeat job on it for an average user, you're constantly just waiting then until you get to burn enough stamina, or you end up putting an, you know, energy pack and everything else on it to continue to do the jobs to kind of track the history. I find it's just as fast to use the burn button for the, you know, 5 or 6 clicks and you're done.
Yeah, I've been using that too.
You know, so.
Well, repeat job is kind of useless for this district.
That's what I mean. I mean,
unless you can continually serial level.
Right. Exactly.
Without using stamina.
Yeah.
I always go with my stamina before I even worry about my energy.
Well, you know what you should do? And this is a strategy as well. Don't worry about your stamina, because say you use all your energy and then you use your stamina and then you use your energy pack, and you may end up losing some of that energy because you were closer to leveling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you, what I've been doing is using all my energy, then I'll use the energy pack or a fighter's refill. Then I'll go to the arena.
Yeah.
Either use a kamikaze or make sure I get all my stamina in, and it will give me carryover.
That's what I've been doing too, is when I have burned through, try to save the stamina right before you level up for an arena. That definitely helps.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is really lame, but I had 100,000 ices.
Cool. That's not lame. That's awesome.
I'm like, you know, at one point, like 2 years ago, that's what I thought would be cool. But now 2 years later, it's so late. I'm like, wow.
How many do you have, Pistol Pete?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got, well, I don't know. I got like fake ices in there and stuff too.
Well, yeah. I hit a mile mark too, but I don't want to say it.
I wasn't going to say mine either, but because most of the time of my game has been manual, that I just think, I've iced at least 100 of them, bitches. No, sorry. Got at least 100,000 of you. Probably made friends with at least a quarter of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun when the arena first came out, because all of a sudden we have more ices than Mike Nestor.
Which is always nice.
Because
I don't even want him to tell us his ice count. So
I've only got about 700,000 actual ices and about 130,000 arena ices.
Yeah, I don't even know what my arena
ice is. I have 3 million ices.
But you guys started off being different types of players than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all arena ices. They're fake. They're not.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. I like going after people.
Me too, Jenna. That's why I'm proud of my 700,000.
I'm sure very few people
have that fight manually, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
We just had fun with it.
Exactly. You got there quicker, but I got there at least. So, yay me.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I do. So what else is up? I'm excited to get Icon.
Yeah, let's get Icon. He can do the spot comb segment.
Yeah, you also
because we had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, spot on, things guys. Going on. Let's bring on Ike.
Ike, you around?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, he's me. He's awake.
Thank goodness.
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
It's an open invitation.
Yes, anytime you like to be here that we can accommodate your time zone. But I think it'd be fun for you guys to fill us in Spockville. What's new? I've noticed some cool stuff.
Oh, yes. Martin made a long list for us to say. Or maybe Pete wants to start.
I can get started, and then I got a question for Ike. But Martin kind of really helped us out this time because he put together the podcast day list, that we've added a new in the golden toolbar. There's a new thing in there called War Helper, which lets you go in and help your family in your wars and things like that. It's a nice, simple, easy to use script that goes out and finds the wars of their family members or
very nice.
Yeah, and then turns around for your mafia and or your family, and then turns around and helps do them for you. And then the assassin got updates for proper South Africa counting.
Nice.
The toolbar has now an auto clean feature for junk, and that this gets to something that I think Ike probably brought significantly to the table when he came and became a member of Team Spockholm, was his ability to develop these scripts that have this offline storage and stuff. And it really changed the dynamic of how I think the Spocklets kind of took on new life to a certain degree. And so that feature will go in there and kind of clean up that junk that stores in your local storage, which tends to become more of a problem for the Chrome users than the Firefox users. But it is something that, has to be contended with. So that feature was added into the toolbar as a standard feature. Let me think what else. The property link script will now handle South Africa. EasyCraft will now do South Africa. Repeat job does the bonus jobs with consumable fetching, which is handy if you're trying to do that. That is one of
that's nice.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that repeat job has always done the consumable fetching, for most of the cities. That got added quite a long time ago. And so
no one will be able to use it, though, because they'll run out of energy.
I know. But at least, if you put on the timer and you can then wait for it to refresh, and then it would go back and do the rest of them again. And then I like what he wrote here as a note. It says, click trap remover, shorten, should work. it was released. They were having some problems with it with Chrome, and I think they've gotten that worked out between Brandon and Martin. So my question to Ike, though, is, and I've always wondered this, of all the scripts that you've helped write and so on, which one is your favorite? I mean, which is the one that you just like the most proud of?
I think that would be probably the checklist.
The checklist.
Because I really love it and I use it every day.
Yeah.
I would be totally lost without it.
I love that too. It is very helpful.
Which does
I've been using mine lately.
Which does remind me, we are in the process of migrating the database for the checklist server to the secure server for spockon.me, probably, so that those users that are having now to contend with Firefox issues with the security issues that they're now causing us. I'm not phrasing it very well. I apologize. But anyway, we're going to have to move the database so that those errors would be avoided for those people that are using secure and unsecure in the same call request for checklist server. So
nice.
But yeah, I've gotten a little bit, actually, I'll say I got a lot better about using checklist server. I was one of those slow to adopt, but it is definitely handy. And what amazes me the most about it, honestly, Ike, is that the flexibility, there's so much you can do with it. Pretty much anything you want to do in the game, you can create a link to it. You can launch a script to work with it. I mean, it's really, really powerful. It's kind of amazing.
And it's really nice to see that the users are actually using it and making their own checklist items.
Mm-hmm.
So really like that.
I think South Africa's gotten a lot of people to use it because there's so many different things you have to time now. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. My God. They changed that too, right?
What? The properties?
Did they change the timer or something?
Yeah. We can only ask once every 24 hours.
I thought it changed up to like 18.
Oh, that. You can collect every 8 instead of 18, but you still can only ask every 24 hours.
Gotcha.
And that's not a big deal. I like it because it will match the other properties now in the other districts. Mm-hmm. And then if they give a property that gives us something useful, mm-hmm. it'll be nice to have that shortened.
Absolutely.
And we all know Rand isn't as useful as Zanga thought it would be.
It is funny now that so many people are... I saw one post I think you guys shared in one of the rooms about a person that was, you know, said, well, if everybody would just not bank all their Rand, we'd be all have, you know, we'd all have an opportunity to get Rand. It's like, no, it's mine. You're not getting it. Exactly. Don't you get the point? I want to hide it.
We don't want you to steal it.
Because I'm waiting for when these banks, I mean, for as long as it's going to take to actually open up every level of the bank in South Africa, you know, and then you got to bank a million Rand to get an achievement. You know, we're going to hide whatever we can to get the million Rand.
We'll be able to upgrade it.
There's a lot.
There's what?
A lot of new achievements. It's overwhelming.
Well, some of them you can't get yet, and you won't be able to until the next batch of districts come out.
Mm-hmm. I doubt I get most. I do.
And there's some hidden ones, like the Waka Waka. That one.
Waka waka.
Waka 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 waka. Hey, waka waka. Ah, waka waka waka.
I want that one now, dang it.
Well, the robbing boards aren't open yet, but you can target specific rob, and it counts. And it counts if you lose, too. So the trick is just finding people that haven't collected their property so you can rob it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a spa clip for that, but it's missing an important ingredient.
What is that?
Well, robbery do.
Oh.
It doesn't have the South Africa property.
It's got to be updated. Let's see.
But once that's automated, that I think people would be able to get that achievement overnight.
Right.
I wonder when they're going to introduce the actual properties. I mean, the actual robbing in South Africa.
Well, they got to wait for people to build.
I know, but...
And the problem is the building process is so slow.
Well, why do you have to wait? It's just when you get there, you get there. Some people buy into getting there, like you.
Yeah, but I think there has to be a certain number of players that have upgraded.
That have actually upgraded before they'll release it. That makes sense.
Normally, the robbing will come out a few days after, like with London and Chicago and Brazil, but Chicago and London, you could gift the parts, so everybody was level 10. Mm-hmm. Like the next day.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want that to happen this time, but they inadvertently put stress on themselves because now you have a feature of the game that's not functionable because of it.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, so, Yeah, I don't know. I just get so frustrated lately just trying to do everything and keep up, and I don't know. It's difficult. What about you, Ike? Do you ever find yourself bored from the game, or you keep yourself busy writing scripts like Pete and Jen keeps herself busy blogging? Do you ever find yourself just bored of the game? Or is that why you like to do the scripts, to make it better?
No, I don't think so. No? So there's, I don't do so much in the game. So I'm mostly just doing the stuff I need and then stop. That's probably why my level is pretty low compared to the other guys here.
And that's kind of what I figured, is that your game is more into fixing the game.
Yeah, there's a lot to fix.
There's a lot to fix. God knows we appreciate the fixes, because if it wasn't for Spockholm, I don't know that I could have gotten through so much of my frustration now. Now I know that there's certain tools that can help me, you know, so it's definitely appreciated. But I just sometimes wonder, you know, what keeps people going.
Yeah, I think most of the fun is in writing code.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you get excited.
And I get really confused. I don't get it. So I'm impressed for sure, constantly, by you guys. Very impressed.
I know. I like watching them talk. I don't understand what they're saying, but
I can just see the excitement. All of them at one time, because they really, really needed people like you guys to be working for them. It just, I don't know. It just would have helped.
we're really trying to keep the tech babbling in our Spockholm room. But sometimes we're doing it in the room where Jen is.
Forget that you're in that room and you think you're in the other room.
Yeah, we've done that too.
I like it. It's I don't understand.
I sometimes read through and go, I don't know what they said. Yeah. Also stupid, and then be like, okay, I'm done.
So Ike, do you want to share the news on the level up?
Ooh, news.
Oh yeah, there's a new script. It's pretty beta still. Not sure if it works completely on Firefox. But it works pretty good on Chrome. It's a script that runs in the background. And yeah, I've been wanting to do that for a long time. I finally did it. It checks like every minute or every 10 seconds if you leveled up. Mm-hmm. And then automatically collects your bonus.
Oh, sweet.
You can also you can configure it to post the bonus to a specific Facebook room or Facebook post. And when you level again, it will automatically delete the post, and it will also show a small pop up in game with the item or whatever you got.
Or if you're playing manually, it'll do it, and if you're using scripts, it'll do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, that's
so. When is this supposed to roll out?
We hadn't decided, but soon.
Oh. Yeah, now everyone's gonna be asked. I've seen you guys talk about that a lot, but I haven't, I just took the road. I want to wait till it's out there.
Yeah.
She's still preparing the blog.
And since I primarily work on Firefox, it's working like a champ. I mean, it's a great little script. I mean, and it's doing what it's supposed to. And the nice part is it keeps a nice history that you can go in and look at too and see, you know,
the
percentage of what you've gotten and, you know, everything. I mean, it's really, really helpful. So it's kind of funny now to think, you know, in some of our scripts, we've had a level up collector. So like Assassinator has a plugin that you can do it and repeat job and so on. And with this, you don't even need to turn those on in the thing, which is great because then it's one less thing you have to remember to go do.
Yeah, because there's a lot to remember here.
Did we talk about the, you know, speaking of plugins or features, did we talk about the banking part of Assassinator? In South Africa?
Yeah, I believe we alluded to it a bit. I didn't think I came out right and said we found this great strategy to basically launder your money through Mr. Z's bank.
But Assassinator will do that for you.
Yes, it will. I mean, one of the features we added, and it became apparent immediately after South Africa was released and how long it was going to take to do this, to upgrade your bank inside South Africa, we said there's got to be a better way. And I'm not sure who came up with it originally, but it was a process that was used in, it was Jana.
Let me be me once.
There you go. Jana came up with this great idea based on some things she did in previous destinations and said, you know, what if I just go buy city store items and then I can go ahead and do that and basically hide my money. And so we thought about it, and I think Ike and Martin got together and hammered it out and added it as a feature in Assassinator. So when you're in South Africa, if you go in the configuration in Assassinator, there's a checkbox item to say use the city store to bank. And so it will actually buy Mr. Z's for you.
Thank you.
And Brandon added a max button. Remember I remember now in the last show we said 1,000 wasn't enough.
Yes.
Mm-mm. And so now there's a max, and it will see how much you have and how many possible items you can buy.
Yep, and that's a toolbar feature.
Nice.
And then that was another option that was added. If you're on the city store page, I think what it limited the first time to what, 50 and 100?
100.
Yeah, and then
it was 100 and 500. 100 is Zynga, and then you guys added a 500
and 1,000. Right, yeah. And then Brandon added the max button, which would basically calculate how many you can buy based on what's out of your bank and then allow you to buy the maximum level.
Nice.
So,
and then are you guys planning on doing a one-click banking, like that's up by the bank button?
It's already there. Well, for Mr. Z's?
For Mr. Z's.
We hadn't talked about that, but that's something that
sounds like a good idea to me.
Could consider that. Could turn on.
I think Martin said that was in the works or.
Could be put on a. Go ahead.
That would be cool.
Yeah. We can go ahead and probably just put in a toolbar option to choose when you're in South Africa to use one-click banking that buys Mr. Z's.
Yeah, because I'm just such in the habit of clicking that one-click banking button. And then every time I'm in South Africa, I click it and I'm like, you know, you don't, the capacity thing.
It doesn't go anywhere.
And I'm like, oh yeah. Then I go to the city store and then I buy my Mr. Z's. So I was thinking, like, if it would do that, that would be extra cool.
Yeah, we can probably work that in.
Well, I own a lot in the city store. I will tell you that. I have bought a lot of stuff.
All we should have a Mr. Z contest, but I think people would Photoshop.
Yeah, they would. They totally would.
Well, there was a little money glitch, too, and the same glitch that was in Chicago, it was in London, where if you sent out mafia invites while in the in South Africa, all of a sudden you got like millions of rand. And it worked in South Africa. And I don't think everybody got it to work because there was a lot of comments that it didn't work. And I don't know if it's fixed or not because I haven't been able to reproduce it again.
Well, I missed that one.
Yes. I got 10
minutes. I did too, dang it. I could use a little rand.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny because their theme of Zango was, I think we talked about this. The energy is precious and rands are scarce.
Right.
But they give you so much for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like that took away, I could see, you know, I don't never really liked like Moscow and Bangkok. I hate when you run out of stuff and then you got to go farm for it. Mm-hmm. So personally, I don't like having money being valuable and hard to get because that's just an annoyance factor.
Right.
But it is a challenge, so I could see that. But and it sounds like that's what they wanted to do. But
I'm really wondering. I'm wondering where the money comes from. I mean, fighting doesn't mean it drops from nothing. So it drops from other players, and you don't get much rents from doing jobs. Mm-mm. There's just like 10 or 20, and you don't get money from collecting your properties. So it has to come from somewhere. And I don't think Zynga thought about that.
Maybe that glitch was put in there on purpose just to get money in the circulation.
Could have been.
Because it's happened.
Conspiracy.
All the other districts.
So why would this be any different?
Or destinations, I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Or location.
Operation mission, I don't know anymore.
I usually say cities because it's in the code.
That's true.
And I'm really wondering because the first new city was, I think, Cuba, and that's definitely not a city. So I'm wondering why they called it city in their back code. But yeah, it's city for me. Sorry.
Confusion.
Okay.
Well, yeah. going back to the very beginning, though, Ike, they had New York, which was a city.
And yeah, that's probably why the code didn't change. It may have been just like one of those finer details that they didn't think about changing the code, that this is not a city anymore, but we're going to add something. I don't know.
Or they follow Dexter's principles and never deviate from the code.
Or Murphy's Law.
Trouble.
I keep that one at least.
Well, that's like we still find in there that they call those missions quests.
Yeah.
And it drove us nuts when they first released it and they wanted to call them quests. And we're all like, you don't do quests in Mafia Wars. What is wrong with you people?
I have a skill. I'd like to have this quest.
But in the back of the code, and that's the way it is.
Well, when they changed the missions and operations and confused me there, I still tend to call both of them, whichever one comes out of my mouth.
Right.
You just better know what I'm talking about because I don't.
And it's still in the back code.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's also very, very often clans for families.
Yes.
It's confusing.
Yeah. Clan experience is in there quite a bit. Yeah.
And it's funny to read what they write.
Well, I
always like to look at their code.
Yep.
I don't understand any of it, so I'll just stick to talking.
Well, the end user isn't supposed to understand it.
I know, like, but I'm brilliant. You would think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know from hanging out with these guys, we should know more about it.
No, gosh. None of it's rubbed off. Dang it.
Should come out through osmosis.
I know, guys. You need a a nader to help us.
It's the
Janinator.
It's the nerdinator.
Yeah, the nerdinator. Help us understand, please. But you guys do such a great job. I think so many people would have left the game without Spock.
Well, it wouldn't be playable for, especially with the people with high stamina and energy pools.
I bet you Mafia Wars would have stopped if it wasn't for Spock, because that's really something that even I think, I won't say, but I do believe that they even use, so.
It's, you know, it's interesting to think back to when scripts started in the game, you know, and people like Bobby Hartrate and, you know, even the Martins, not Martin being Martin, but the Martins that were
the Dirty Martini.
Yeah, I was thinking of Martinis, I could think.
Yeah, I mean, this, and back to the days when A-Ron was, you know, with the start of the Chucker and things like
Brawler,
that.
And Brawler. Oh my gosh, if y'all hadn't come up with Assassinator after Brawler disappeared, I totally would have quit.
Yeah, and it just, you know, I think about how that has transitioned over time and, you know, and Martin really, you know, taking over the Spock home thing and really building it up as time went on and, you know, bringing us in to help with it and stuff. You know, it really, I think, has had a real significant impact on the game. And I just think there's some of the scripts that I've really enjoyed seeing grow and, you know, is like for us, the toolbar. And, you know, things like Stats History, when, you know, that was released, that was an impressive script. It was something that allowed players to really comprehend their own account. And I think that was, I mean, those are kind of like those game changers, if you will, that really then allowed players to, you know, interact a little bit differently. Do you agree? I mean, or what do you think, Ike?
I love it.
Yeah,
I run it ever since it was out. I have the complete history of my account, and I really love looking at it. So,
oh, it's great. It's that stuff that empowers you to kind of understand, you know, what your strategy is,
and
how you may want to change it. I mean,
exactly.
You know, now with these players that are struggling with, you know, do I want to go in and change? You know, look and see if this is even going to have, I mean, what's it going to take you to get there? I mean, you know, because like now, as I've gotten up in levels, the idea of me trying to get anything to really bring down my, you know, energy ratio to level is going to take a lot of cash or a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, marketplace items and hope for a lot of 2x builds. But I always seem to miss those. Yeah.
You're going to need it.
Yep.
We haven't seen one of those in a while, which is suspicious, because they usually hover around the marketplace promotions, and the last one, there wasn't one after it.
Well, I think when was the last one? Did it come out after SA or just about?
I think it was right before.
Yeah. So they were probably figuring.
And then we haven't seen one.
Yeah. I'm always disappointed because I always seem to miss them. They just hit at the wrong time. I'm either at work or I'm driving home from work, and I'm like, I just can't catch them, and it just drives me nuts. But anyway, I just
such is life.
And what's really driving me nuts is the fact that they refuse to have a crafting opportunity with power cards.
Yeah.
And then they had one out of the blue like a few months ago.
It must not have went well then.
And it's like, everyone has all these power cards. Why are we collecting them? Nobody's buying power-ups because you can just use the scripts and you don't need them. You don't even see what's happening. I only use power-ups if I play manually because I can't stand to sit there and get my ass kicked. But if I'm running Spartacus, I don't really see what's going on.
Yeah, and I've got this question. I don't know if anybody's asked it before, and I'm sure logically I should have been able to figure this out, but I'm too lazy right at the moment. But when you burn a kamikaze, you're not given, you know, it doesn't always work out that you're going to get the same ratio of experience based on burning the entire stamina pool.
You don't get much damage for it. You can only get the damage that the person you attack has left.
Right.
So if somebody's like almost dead, that kamikaze's not going to yield much on your score.
Right.
The only use it really serves is it gets all your stamina in. So you, when your placement is determined, your experience will be multiplied by that.
Right. Okay.
So that's the bonus. Okay. I've been trying to figure it out.
So you really want to make sure that you've got a hell of a chance at coming out at first and second. Or second, because otherwise you're basically going to screw yourself out of ever possibly being able to level.
It's not going to help you reach, like, beat somebody.
No.
No. I mean, it's not a power-up to use, like, oh, I'm going to come in first.
No, I wasn't thinking that, but I was definitely thinking, you know, first off, we obviously have an achievement that's still sitting out there that we have to do 1,000 of them. And until we can start crafting, you know, kamikazes with our power cards, that's not doing us any good.
Let me craft them in the next new property, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're available on the daily take. That's where I've been doing them. I used to buy them when the arena first came out. But now because I'm sitting on like 7,000 power cards, I refuse to buy them. Because I know if I do, the next day they will offer that.
Right.
And I'll cry. Oh,
Jen, there's got to be an intervention.
So I just go and collect them from the daily take.
Yeah. I get them when I get them.
I don't buy them.
Yeah.
But now they have new loot in the daily take, but it'll be obsolete soon, so I wouldn't even stress about it.
Yeah.
That's always the case, though. And so, I mean, it's a matter of, like, keeping up with the Joneses. You still want it when you want it while it is good.
Right.
You know,
but you can only get 5 a day.
Yeah.
I'm like that with war loot too. I used to try to get it, but now I'm just like, I'll get it for the achievement and then I don't do wars anymore. As I'm sure you may have noticed.
Yeah, those, but then if you don't do it, someone declares on you and then I get all mad and want
to
go after
you. You know, I used to get mad about that, but I rarely even go to my war page, so I don't really see it.
I only see it when the thing pops up, war declared.
It cracks me up, too, ever since, like, all these haters decided to blame me for the passive experience reduction.
Mm-hmm.
I always see a certain family that they always attack me, and I so infrequently go to my war page, and there'll be, like, 20 of them on the pop-up, and it's just, it makes me laugh.
Because you don't care.
Yeah, we need a variation on the War Helper now to go ahead and look at groups for wars too.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even seen my family go to a war in a long time. We're all pretty much just going through the phases, I think, in my team.
Well, I think right now a lot of everyone's just stressed and trying to do South Africa. I've noticed like less participation in the boss fight, not as much socializing.
Mm-hmm. There really isn't. And I don't know if that's what's really hurt me the most. I'm not really sure. I don't know. All I know is I've got a lot to do, and it's not always about the game. So,
yeah, true.
Yeah.
Hey, I got another question for Ike. Hey, if there was one thing that you could see changed in the game, what would it be? I've always wanted to ask that because you spend a lot of time with the back code and stuff like that.
Something that you couldn't change.
That's what I mean. If you had a day at Zynga to change one thing in the game, what would that thing be?
Oh, that's not easy.
Yeah.
Totally put him on the spot.
I know.
We're going to be here for like 2 hours.
That's the way I work. I ask the tough questions.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty fine with the game, so... Of course, now that there is a new city, I can say they should put out new cities more often. But I think that's one of the points that should be done more often.
No.
Well,
it's a vlogging nightmare.
Yeah. I actually.
Yeah, but instead of putting out mission after mission or this and that and the other, they could just focus on the game rather than it being all these bonus things.
I kind of think that's what they want to do, and that's why they made it more difficult, because if we always have that to work on, mm-hmm. they're not going to put out events. And we haven't had many events since it was released.
No. Well,
didn't they just release, what was the one that we just got? Well, the Crest thing?
A Nice Mastery, and we the haven't Crest. Had a Secret District, which we should have had by now.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably holding off on that since South Africa's so new.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see more destinations. I think they should be on like maybe a 6-month cycle.
Yeah, I want to conquer one city, you know, state, country at a time.
You can blog about it then.
Well, that's fine. I'll help you. I'll help you blog about it. Most of it's copy and paste anyway, isn't it?
What?
I was kind of joking. I said most of it's just copy and paste anyway, yeah, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it's been said.
But that's another thing I really like when they bring out new stuff so we can write new scripts.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's probably pretty selfish.
Yeah. Rather than you having to copy and paste as well.
Yeah.
Well, I know if it wasn't for you, Ike, I wouldn't know a lot of the things that I put on the blog, because you'll look into stuff and you'll write in the room and I'll be like, oh, I never even thought to check on that. And you're really good at figuring out like the limits and what it does. And that's really appreciated.
Yeah, that's the fun.
Well, and I think these guys write all these crazy things that we don't understand, but yet they break it down to you where you can break it down to the public, you know? So, I mean, I think you guys are all great team. Mm. Obviously, you work well together.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Because I never understand what Pete and any Spocks are talking about. But Jen gets down to it, you know? I understand a little better.
Yep.
In English. Anyway.
Well, I think we're kind of...
Where do we go from here?
We're kind of drying up a little bit on stiff.
So we'll call this a pause.
you got anything that you've wanted to talk about, Ike?
I got one thing to add.
Sure.
So you talked about the property link being updated.
Uh-huh.
So there's the South Africa banking parts in there.
Right.
Which doesn't really help you because you can get 4 parts in total. And if you post all 4 links, you can either get one of each or you can get 4 of one. But it doesn't really help you in progress. But so many people were asking for it.
Yeah.
They really were.
Yeah. And for the normal property parts, you can only ask for one. So it's not like we could create 4 links for each of the part, or are there 5? I think 5.
Yeah.
But we can only create one. So I haven't gotten around to do something for it.
Oh, so that one has the research or the R&D lab and the yes. Shipyard, that hasn't been added yet?
No.
Just the bank? Okay.
And that's impossible to do. So I could create one link and then it stops. So that it isn't really improvement to just posting it to your wall.
Yeah, it's not like the old days when you can post, you know, one for every one link for everything and get some parts for each and every one of them.
Or open up 10 windows.
And 10 windows and open up 10 parts, yeah.
No, you get 5 and then it stops.
Yeah.
For 24 hours.
They're on to our trickery.
Yeah.
I do the best I can. That's all you can do.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. Sometimes I skim over that stuff pretty quick.
Well,
we did this and we did that.
See, that asked a lot.
Yeah.
And all I didn't really, I just knew you'd only get 4 parts. I didn't know that you could get one of each. But if you have a lot of bots in your mafia.
Are there bots in this game?
Well, the bot scanners. Everyone thinks I hate them, and I don't hate them. I just don't use them. And sometimes you got to admit that it is nice because your stuff gets clicked. But I don't like that if using them because I feel I'm contributing to the problem of the manual players that can't get things because all the requests get gobbled up.
Yeah. It is handy. You have to say.
And I don't judge.
There's no doubt about it. It is handy that if someone sneaks a war on you and you turn around and you go ahead and ask your mafia, you go and ask for help, and all of a sudden, 3 seconds later, that other person's dead, and you're like, yeah. That'll teach you to come sneaking up on me.
Got you. Sleeping with
the machine. So, you know, I don't mean to always be hating on the bots, but sometimes they come in handy.
Yeah.
They never notice is the beauty of it, so.
Yep.
But I think if people would just turn them off when they get what they need, like with the power cards or the eggs, the flat, all that stuff we need. If you could just like kindly turn it off when you get your 5 or 10 for the day or however many.
Yeah.
Kindly.
But Kiss My Bot works around that.
Yep.
Quite effectively.
And Kiss My Hat. Love saying and Kiss it. My Kiss My Rand and Kiss My whatever else will be next. Kiss My everything.
Oh, you should just have a global one called Kiss This.
Yeah, there you go.
Kiss it all. Kiss off.
May end up happening.
I know.
Well,
I have a question that Jen's too afraid to ask, Ike, but she's dying to know what your weather in Germany's like.
I should say it's dark outside, but it's...
Jen thinks we talk about the weather too much, but it's hot.
You and Pete do.
Well, sorry.
It rained here tonight. We had thunderstorms, in case anybody wants to know.
So we had really hot times in July.
I only had to ask just because normal. Jen told me not to.
Well, I kind of saw that coming. I said, I know Jana's the first thing she's going to ask him is, what's
she goes,
the weather
well,
like?
Don't ask
Germany.
About the weather. And I go, well, now I have to. Sorry. That's
no, I really like to hear you talking about the weather. So really
great.
Like to
good.
Hear how it is.
You know, it's better than the news report. Come on.
Yeah. We had some life to it.
Yeah. You know? I was supposed to go into media. I could have been a weather reporter.
Yeah,
sorry,
you could have been the weather girl. Yeah.
I know. I could have been pointing
at
things.
It's not too late.
Yeah. I like to think that.
Very cool.
Very, very.
All right. Well, we want to do shout outs.
I suppose we should, unless we just want to avoid that. But we do that, you know.
I think I keep forgetting that I keep avoiding the rants that came in on the rant line. I keep talking about them and say we're going to get them on the next show, and then they keep getting pushed back because, like, Ike joined us tonight, so we're running, you know, a longer show than normal, so I don't want to take up a bunch of time with it, too. So I apologize again. There's my shout-out to all those people that left us rant. I apologize for still not getting it in the show.
They have not been forgotten, though.
We have not forgotten. I remember every shout-out period.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to you guys at Spock because I'm serious that I probably would have left a long time ago without it. And also, last week, I gave a shout-out to my friend Russell, and I think I said his name was D'Souza, and you guys corrected me, and you were right.
Were we
it's
right?
It's pronounced D'Souza.
D'Souza, yeah.
Unless I'm reading it wrong,
and that,
he totally
and that's a lucky
again,
guess
so.
Because usually I'm the butcher of names.
Yeah, I know, I'm the one that usually gets it right. God, so anyway,
Chester was always
screwed up again.
That.
But yeah. Anyway, he's awesome, and so I just wanted to try to correct myself. I probably didn't, but I did try.
Yeah.
So Jen, do you have a shout out?
I do. I have two actually.
Sweet.
The first one is to the loot guy.
The loot guy. Are
yeah.
y'all hooked up?
Is it like your brother?
No, we're not related. We're married. But he's a guy.
Are you his mentor?
No. He wanted to do some he wanted to donate some collection items to the page. And we're all so busy. I was like, oh, well, thank you. I said, I'll try to see if I can find someone who has the time to manage that. Because, you know, when you run contests, you really got to make sure you're there to get, you know, to give the stuff away. And it's a lot of footwork.
Right.
And so he said, well, I can do it. So he started doing like little random contests to give away collection items. And they've been really popular.
Cool.
And so he's will periodically appear on the page.
Sweet. Very nice.
And then
he's Kimberly, like a bandit who'll periodically show up.
Yeah, you've got to keep checking
the Raven.
For him. we'll have to create a Spocklet of when he's lurking.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Lurking. That would be funny to do to anyone. Like Chester even.
Yeah, well, he mainly does it when he's online because it is something you want to make sure you follow through with.
Right.
Cool. And so that's been going well. I think people like it, especially the ones that get the items.
Sure. Yeah.
And then Kimberly McVicker is helping us with the graphics. Like, I tried to make a cool banner for our page for Africa, and it just looks like crap. I'm not good at Photoshop. What?
And she rocked it. Did she do a good job?
Well, it's not up yet. We have a working version in our admin room, and it's her work is amazing. So I'm super excited.
Oh, that's so nice.
It'll look like the old one, not the South Africa one, but the old banner and profile image, but it'll be a little spruced up.
Cool.
It's so nice to see people be helpful, and those kinds of things are what probably do keep me around.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent out there in the community.
There really is. There's so many people that work for each family, just doing their page, their picture, or their profile pic, or God knows Nestor's done tons for me. And he's really other people, but he's done a lot of mine. Yeah, he's really good at it.
He helps me with a lot of blog post pictures.
Yeah, he's good with the. That's why he's my high tech redneck.
I'll try to do it so I don't bug him, and then mine will look so bad. I'll be like, Mike, do you know how to do this? And then, like, 2 seconds later, here.
It's done.
No, she does it without asking. She posts the picture. This looks like crap.
And then it hit him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did help me. I did that. I said, how do you guys like my image? It kind of looks like crap, but it's the best I could do.
And then Mike fixes it instantly. So. You're good at that, Mike. You rocked. You got a shout out?
Nope.
Come on now.
Can't think of one.
Jack Daniels. I don't know what.
Jim Beam.
Yeah. Jim Beam.
Okay. Shout out to Jim. Ike, do you have a shout out you'd like to give?
Oh, there's so many people I would like to shout out. So I just say everybody who messages me with ideas or questions or just nicely talking to me. Thank you, everybody. It's really nice.
Cool.
Oh, awesome.
Special thanks to Martin and Brandon. It's a great team. You all rock.
You really do.
They do.
Yeah. All of you guys. I don't know what the community, I don't know what the game, Zynga, I don't know what anybody would do without you guys. So. You all deserve props and paychecks. So, well, that's a wrap. It was a fun show. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Ike. I really appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you. Waking up at
the early morning to be with us.
Yes, it was worth it.
I appreciate it. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brand new